This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Om Sairam to our listeners. Welcome to Saturday News number 1120. And today we'll be hearing a talk given by Brother Arvind on the topic of who is Sai. So I'm Glab Limoria of Sri Sita Sai International Organization of New Zealand, and I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the Lord's feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Sita Sai Baba. So before we get into this talk by Brother Arvind, let's have a Ganesh Bhajan, and here's one for you.
During a Thrai session where Swami calls in all the students and staff and the teachers into his own residence in Whitefield, Vrindavan, Bangalore, Swami, while sitting on the jhula, asked a question which was open to all. The question was, who is Swami? Now, different boys raised their hands and different answers came up. Swami, you are God. Swami, you are our mother and father. Swami, you are the Guru, the Jagat Guru. Swami, you are the one who generates and destroys this whole universe. You are the ultimate. And Swami kept nodding his head to say, no, 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 no. Not that these answers weren't true, but these were not the answers that Swami was looking for. That was the time when a high school boy, Ajay was my classmate. We studied in school and the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning together as batchmates for more than 5 years. At that time, Ajay was a new student and he had just joined the school. He raised his hand and he said, Swami, you are the indweller. You are the conscience. Immediately, Swami's eyes lit up. He said, look, this little boy has got the correct answer. Swami is the conscience. Swami is the indweller. Naturally, Ajay was elated. He was so happy. His answer had been chosen from the many answers that had been given by many senior students and many elders as well. And with that, Swami began a discourse. He began to speak about the conscience. And a couple of times during the discourse, Swami referred to the conscience by saying, as this little boy said, the conscience, and you know, went on. So this made Ajay feel even more happy, even more thrilled. He was feeling on top of the world. In the end, however, Swami looked at him and said, Shin, I'm not saying the exact words, but Swami asked him, if you really believe that Swami is the conscience, Swami is the indweller, will you think, speak and do the things that you think, speak and do? And with that, the session ended. The Thrai session ended, but the lifelong journey, the lifelong lesson in this matter that Swami is the conscience had just begun for Ajay. Completing his schooling at the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, Ajay moved on to the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, where he took up a Bachelor's of Science in Biosciences. This episode of Swami being the conscience, the indweller, was possibly forgotten, relegated to the pages of his diary. Now, in the institute, he wanted to join the music group because, you know, when you're a singer or a member of the music group, you get many chances with Swami, many opportunities to interact with Swami. But to join any music group, you know, there are multiple music groups. One is the main bhajan group, you know, that is the most coveted one. Other than that, you can join the institute brass band. There are also other bands, the Nadaswaram band, different musical groups are there. And Ajay applied for that. And in order to qualify, you have to pass what is called the MAT, M-A-T, Music Aptitude Test. After the music aptitude test, the different boys were sorted into different groups and all of these had to be personally vetted by Swami. So the warden, Shivashankar Sai sir, took up all these profile cards of these students who were selected to various groups and showed them to Swami. When Ajay's profile card came up, the warden said, Swami, we have decided to put this boy in the institute brass band. And Swami said, that's very good. That's the right place for him. Now Ajay, who was witnessing this, felt very, very happy because Swami was giving special attention to him. Swami then went on to say, his parents always encouraged him to sing bhajans and join the music group, but then he doesn't sing that well. Now it didn't matter. For Ajay, it didn't matter what Swami said. As long as Swami was speaking about him, that was enough. You know, that is an amazing feeling. There was once a person who came running in the village and said, come here, everyone, come here, listen. The king spoke to my son. The king spoke to my son. And the whole village gathered. What did the king say? Well, my son was on the road and the king said, you fool, get out of my way or else the chariot horses will trample upon you. It does not matter what the king said. The king said. And this Swami is the king of kings. He is the emperor of emperors. So Ajay was very happy that Swami was speaking about him. But then came the sentence that hit him very hard. Swami said, he cannot sing because he lacks the inner connection with me. Immediately, Ajay's thoughts went back to that day in Thrai Vrindavan when Swami had asked him the question, if you really believe Swami is the indweller and the conscience, will you think, speak and act the way you do? And that set him thinking. He joined the university brass band and he got many opportunities of taking photographs with Swami, interacting with him. But then this question was always there in the back of his mind. Am I connecting with Swami internally? Fast forward a few months later into the course, he was almost completing his Bachelor's of Science in the Satya Sai University. That is when he had a bad fall and he had a ligament tear in his leg. Because of this, he could not walk, he could not sit properly, he could not even sleep. The pain was so much. The worst was the fact that he could not join everyone in darshan. Many days he even missed darshan, unable to go because of his ligament tear. This is what made him feel so bad. And suddenly one day, a student comes running to him when he's sitting in the hostel during darshan time and tells him, Ajay, Swami is asking about you. You should come to Mandir. We will take you. Oh, what a thrill. He thought that this is going to be his cancer cancelled moment. You heard of cancer cancelled moment, right? When Swami just says cancer is cancelled and that's it, it's gone. There are many, many such amazing stories. One such is at this link above. Do watch that story and enjoy it. So Ajay thought his cancer cancelled moment had come. So he rushed to the Mandir and he was sitting on a chair waiting for Swami to come. He was so sure Swami will come and speak to him. After all, he inquired about him, right? But Swami just passed by him without even looking at him. And that was it. He was so crestfallen. Swami went on to speak about Ajay to Dr. Safaya, who was the director of the super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi. He spoke about Ajay to Ajay's friends, to Ajay's teachers, but not to Ajay. And that hurt Ajay a lot. And he was wondering, why Swami, why this? He got his answer shortly. Because in his presence, within his hearing, Swami asked, how did this happen to this boy? And the description was given. Of course, Ajay would have loved to share it with Swami, but Swami didn't give him the opportunity. But when it was narrated to Swami how this happened, Swami said, no. He fell because he has got eyes on his head. Too much ego. Doesn't see where he is going. That's why he fell. Wow. Now that hurt a lot. Ouch. And so, crestfallen and sad, Ajay went back to the hostel. And this continued for a month, for 2 months. Swami ignoring him in Mandir whenever he went. The leg not healing. At the same time, Swami speaking about him to the doctors and to the teachers and other students. Ajay could not even get angry on Swami saying that you don't care for me. But then, I am not receiving your attention. Swami, please speak with me. That was when Ajay was forced to develop the inner connection. Dear brothers and sisters, Swami came down on earth in this beautiful physical form. But in my humble opinion, one of the chief purposes, chief goals of the Sri Satya Sai avatar is to ensure that each one of us develops that strong inner connection with him. In fact, Swami says, I have come to repair the royal highway that leads man to God. But then sometimes when the highway needs repairs, I take a detour. I don't travel on that road. It is not because I don't like that highway. It is because I want to give a chance for the repairs to proceed fast. And so when we feel that Swami is ignoring us, Swami is not responding to us, let us remember that Swami is allowing us to get repaired. It is a time to repair and prepare this inner connect with him. And that was what was happening with Ajay. He craved, he yearned, he pined. He was like, Swami, please, Swami, please, Swami, please talk to me. Swami, please respond to me. The ligament tear got worse and finally it was decided that a surgery had to be done. A painful surgery took place, but for Ajay, more than the pain in the leg was the pain in the heart. That pain was unbearable for him. And he got soothing balm one day when Swami came up to him and instead of talking to others, spoke directly to Ajay. Swami asked Ajay, "Does it hurt a lot?" Wow! Ajay felt so good. Swami was speaking to him. He felt so happy. But then again, you know, this body consciousness, this mind consciousness, they are so strong. They draw us away. That is what is ego. Ego doesn't mean having pride. Pride is an expression of ego. Ego means identifying with the body and not with the Swami within. Swami was asking him whether it was hurting because Swami knew he was hurting. Because he had yearned and craved for Swami, he was hurting in his heart. But in that joy, Ajay again forgot and he said, "Yes, Swami, the leg pains a lot. Oh God, I can't even walk with the crutch." It is possible that Swami asked him about the pain in the heart and he spoke about the pain in the leg, pain in the foot. Oh my God. And Swami turned to him and said, "If it is a leg, then don't worry, just chop it and throw it in the Chitravati." And Swami just smiled and walked on. It was a joke. Ajay was happy that Swami smiled. He was also happy and he smiled. But then nothing, no word that Swami speaks is ever in jest. Every word has great meaning. Swami might just come and tell, "It is with your wife," and we think it's a joke, but it is not, as a brother discovered, and that story is there in this link above here. You can go and enjoy that. So Ajay began to think on the words that Swami had used, "Cut and throw your leg in the Chitravati." Chitravati is a river that flows in Puttaparthi. And Ajay again realized that, hey, I'm again going back to this ego. Focus on the body. I need to focus. Swami, why did he speak to me? Not because of the leg injury or because of the pain or the surgery. He spoke to me because I connected with him within. And again, I missed the point. No, I shall connect with him. And then began his constant practice. You require to do this constantly. Otherwise, we can slip. That is why Swami would say awareness is important. But more than that, you need constant awareness. More than that, you need constant integrated awareness. I recollect my own personal example, my own personal experience related to this constant integrated awareness. And I thought that I am as great a devotee as Arjuna. That humbling experience is recorded at this link above. You can enjoy that. But then, continuing with the story, Ajay began to focus on this inner connection. And he knew that he had to get this soon. Swami also knew that he had to get this soon because he would be now graduating. He would have to leave the portals of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. The time that we get to spend physically with Swami or in pilgrimage places or during retreats or during satsangs, all this time is a way to build this inner connection with Swami, strengthen that inner connection with Swami, because ultimately all of these will go away. The inner connect with him will remain. And Ajay did this, and his destiny took him to the United States of America, where he was doing his further studies. It was the year 2007. He used to go to university in the city of Minneapolis, and he used to drive down there every day and come back. All this while, his focus on the spiritual front is to develop and strengthen that inner connection with Swami. And one day, he heard Swami speak. Not in Puttaparthi, not in Vrindavan, from the inner recesses of his heart. And it happened in the most amazing manner, most unbelievable manner. He was driving back home from his college. He used to stay in uptown Minneapolis in the state of Minnesota. And in the United States of America. And as he was driving, he saw that the light changed from green to orange, which means in a few seconds from now it would change to red and he had to stop. Being a defensive driver, he would usually stop. But then Very distinctly and clearly, he heard a voice from within which said, "Step on the accelerator and go." Step on the accelerator and go. At that time, he didn't know it. But that was Swami, the voice of the conscience. And so uncharacteristic of him, he actually stepped on the gas instead of slowing down, became much faster, drove through the orange light before it turned red, and went on. But immediately after doing this, he felt satisfied that I listened to that voice. And yet, his mind was wondering, but why on earth did I do that? What was that urge? Why did I? He just could not understand. He went back home and this question kept haunting him. You know, the mind, once it catches on to something, it just doesn't let go of it. He kept wondering about it. Anyway, reaching home, he changed and he decided he would go for a jog and take some fresh air. Along Lake Kajun, he went for a jog, put on his earphones, there were no pods back then, listening to music, went jogging. He completed his jogging, came back home, and he finds that there are 20 missed calls on his phone. What is 20 missed calls? And most of them are from his mother. What's happening? So he picked up and called his mom. "Mom, what's up?" "Oh, Ajay, thank God you are safe." "Of course, Mom, I am safe. Why would I not be safe? What happened?" "Didn't you see the news?" And he switched on the news. And there it was. The Interstate 35W that goes over the Mississippi River in Minneapolis, just outside downtown Minneapolis, it had collapsed. It had collapsed at 6:05 p.m. Just 1 minute after Ajay had cut through in that orange light, listening to the voice of the conscience. As goosebumps raised on his whole body, as gratitude welled up in his heart, Ajay realized that Swami is always with him. Once he develops that inner connection, he might be exactly halfway across the globe. At that point in time, Swami was apparently in Puttaparthi, but bang opposite on the globe, Swami was there speaking to Ajay, telling him what had to be done. Ajay just had to follow the voice. And that was how Ajay's life was saved. Ajay's life was redeemed. This was a tragic bridge collapse. It has been reported in multiple news channels, and it happened so suddenly that a lot of people lost their lives. So many cars got damaged, so many more were injured. And Ajay escaped all of that simply because he listened and responded to the voice of the conscience. One may wonder, how do we distinguish between the voice of the mind and the voice of the conscience? Well, again, there is a personal experience there and some nice insights in this video above. This video was made many years back, so the technical quality might be a little poor, but the insight is very interesting because it comes from Swami. Well, today Ajay is a very successful entrepreneur. He has set up his own company. He's a co-founder, he's a CEO of a biotech company, he's a serial inventor, he does amazing things. And when you express admiration towards that, he tells me, "Arvind, all of this doesn't matter. What matters is we have a connection to Swami. When that connection is there, everything becomes successful. If that connection is not there, whatever we might have in life, we are not successful. I consider myself successful only because I feel I have developed to some extent an inner connection with Swami." Dear brothers and sisters, Swami, as he himself said, is the indweller and the conscience. That is the perfect definition that Swami liked, and that is the perfect definition that we should strive to achieve. May we constantly do our sadhana, may we do our service, may we do our study in the focus to build that inner connection with him. And may the love that we have in our hearts for Him keep growing stronger every passing moment. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.